The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. Experience lightning fast speeds and Sky's best ever Wi-Fi all around your home.
Hello again, everyone. It's Oliver Callan here in for Ryan Tuberty. We've made it all the way to the 4th of June now, and we're in a merry mood as it is a Friday. An optimist says, hooray, it's the June bank holiday weekend. And a pessimist might say, well, it's the last holiday weekend for 2 months. You know those people who let the work the next day mood, that creeps in by lunchtime of a Sunday. But not here. We are all excited because there is talk of 23 degrees in places, long range forecasts predicting a glowing 99s in hand, short sleeves, short shorts, June and July. Dare we dream, everyone. The text is as ever this morning, 51551, and the email is ryan@rte.ie. By the way, no late tonight, obviously, because he's on his Holliers, but there's a best of edition this evening. And Callan's Kicks, to be self-indulgent for a moment, is on at 6:30 this evening. And it's the last episode of the current season. It's in a wild 12 weeks because the first week was all about vaccine queue skipping. Remember the rage? And there wasn't even click and collect back in those long forgotten days of mid-March. Now we're on the verge of beer gardens on Monday. There's going to be so many bins and loos in our cities this weekend. There'll probably be complaints next Tuesday that the cities are ruined with the sight of bins everywhere. So it's all good things, good complaints we have. So we have kind of champagne problems at the moment. Isn't that what Taylor Swift would say? Now, this morning on the show, we'll be chatting to the great Jane Seymour. She shot to fame as Solitaire in Live and Let Die, which was Roger Moore's first Bond film back in the 70s. And rarely for a Bond actress, she had a huge career afterwards and still going, because she's in Ireland right now making a show. That's what we're talking to her this morning. This was her as Solitaire in Live and Let Die.
Black Queen on the Red King, Miss
Solitaire.
My name's Bond. James Bond.
I know who you are, what you are, and why you have come. You have made a mistake. You will not succeed.
Rather a sweeping statement, considering we've never met.
Great days. One of the best soundtracks maybe of all time, the best Bond theme perhaps of all time. We might get to it later on. She also did, what did she do, The Wedding Crash as well, Smallville. And you might all remember this one. Yes, we shall save them all. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman. 90s glory. It was a huge show in the 90s. Anyway, she is making a series in Dublin at the moment. Amy Huberman is in it. Sure, she's in it. Isn't she in everything? It's a Joe Spain thing, so we look forward to our chat on that. Onwards we go, ladies and gentlemen. What is happening around the papers? Well, the Irish Star today has an 8-page pullout of the best beer gardens in the country, because they're opening, you see, on bank holidays. You remember Luke O'Neill said, we're going to be open but the June bank holiday weekend, because we all love a beer garden, don't we? And he was 100% spot on. Did he put a bet on it, I wonder? Professor Luke O'Neill. I'm a science man. I don't do bets. They're all open anyway. Beer gardens from all over the country. That's in the Irish Daily Star this morning. And you can just imagine the crack in the beer gardens when you're going to have one. And this would be for the birthday that you missed. We'll have one for the birthday. And then we have Happy New Year to everyone. Just one for the Happy New Year. Susan, you missed your 45th birthday. You can have one as well. And this one is for Miss Valentine's. Just one more, because Halloween, Miss Halloween. Yeah, this a Mother's Day. Two St. Patrick's Day and Happy Healy Ray Day. And I've always loved Australia Day. And fuck it, we'll have one for the 12th of July. We'll have one for just July. Enjoy the beer gardens responsibly, folks, responsibly. There's great signs around the place of things going back to normal. A tweet by Mary Coughlin. She says she's all packed up and headed to the airport with my band for the first gig since the 29th of February 2020 with a real and live audience. That's in Camden in London, where they're doing gigs with audiences and everything. She says she's excited and terrified at the same time. Maybe we've forgotten how to do it, says Mary Coughlin. Unlikely. Powerhouse, Camden. So it's a limited capacity, socially distant thing. Where did I put that? Because remember the show I mentioned yesterday, which was James Vincent McMorrow. It's the first pilot live gig having the Ivy Gardens being put on by the National Concert Hall. Tickets sold out in just 30 seconds. Isn't that so long since we've heard about gigs selling out in mere seconds? 30 seconds is the country's first gig. That's happening next week, June the 10th. 500 tickets went on sale. Gone. Gone in 30 seconds, to quote a terrible Nicolas Cage film. Although that's kind of, you know, self-evident sometimes. Just Nicolas Cage movies of late. What else is happening? I've jumbled everything up already, you see. Look, it's just this Friday. It's Friday, you see, you know. Parenting our parents, yes. Lorna Claire Waitman says, my parents have gone away for the night because, you know, June 2nd and everything, all the hotels and everything opened. And they're spamming me with texts and pictures of them in a bar, having a drink and eating indoors in a restaurant. Sometimes I wonder who the children are in this family. Well, actually, I had experience the other day when I was driving back up the country with my parents. I had a big day out in the city and I was mid-chat. And because my mother had dozed off, first of all, mid-chat, and then there was no word from the father. And I looked in the rear view and there he was, nodded off asleep. It was like a role reversal moment back when I was the one falling asleep. And actually, somebody said that you used to nod off, didn't you? Producer Siobhan used to nod off in the car and accuse your parents of not having actually brought you somewhere on the day out. Very high maintenance children. Okay, what's going on? Vaccines are obviously still flying along. And we mentioned the other day that the Americans, they have to entice them now, you see, to get the jab. And the people who make Budweiser and Bud Light, they were offering $5, basically a round drink if you had proven that you went and got your jab. Well, West Virginia, as only West Virginia could do, have a very special giveaway if you get your vaccine done. Governor Jim Justice, yep, that's his real name, a Republican, believe it or not. He's announced a new incentive lottery program for residents to get vaccinated. They're going to give away guns. Yes, the drawings from Father's Day, which is their Father's Day, June 20th through the 4th of August. Variety of prizes from cash to firearms and even trucks. So they're going to give away a lottery because there's $1 million in one place, but it's guns there. So life-saving vaccine rewarded with life-taking weapons. This is America. As Billy Eichner tweeted, we are so far beyond satire in so many ways. And there was another tweet here actually says, me taking the COVID vaccine as early as I possibly could because it was the right thing to do, getting a sticker for it, versus everyone who now refused to get it, getting free cars, beers and millions of dollars to take it. And there's just no justice. There's just no justice in the world at all. Now, as you're getting into, easing into the bank holiday vibes, don't forget the... They're all interesting things for bank holidays here on Radio 1. One of them is Misha Freshen. Freshen as the Athchaelge, but Freshen as in, you know, the tunes. And Moonshaw Ray, who we love on this show, from Orty's Homeschool Hub. He became a pandemic star, I suppose. There are some silver linings everywhere. And so he's got the second installment of his show, Misha Freshen, DJing away. And it went out on St. Patrick's Day the first time. This is a curated and crafted music show that demonstrates the deep links between traditional Irish folk music and more contemporary hip hop and turntable classics. And he's got this particular one. This is the type of vibe we're going for.
Go on, Martin.
Holy Moses, that's a mashup of the Sunday game theme, of course, and the 2013 All-Ireland commentary with Marty there. An unforgettable night for Claire, or whatever her name was. Oh, yes! I'm Marty, I like a party. Ray Cudahy, spinning those tunes on RT Radio 1 at 4 p.m. this coming Monday. Now, as you're out and about over the weekend and you're trying to impress people and you're trying to smell nice, basically, perfume is obviously something that maybe people haven't wear because they haven't been going out and aftershave and all of that. Well, the Daily Mail has all of these amazing tips. It's Elizabeth Richards. She's a perfume expert from the Perfume Shop. Oh, God, I went American there, didn't I? Perfume. Perfume would be the American version. So smelling nice for summer is a must for making an impression. But with the heat and the sweat and the sun cream, how do you make your perfume last longer in the hot weather? Well, there's tips I didn't know about. One of them is storing your perfume bottle in the fridge, okay, and then spraying it on your hair. Now, I'd heard about this one, but you have to be very careful. Spraying directly in the hair, not good. You have to spray and you have to kind of do a diva walk into the mist. Do you know? Oh God, when I think of the cloud of mist, I'm just thinking of all those. Remember those early days of the pandemic where they were demonstrating people's vapor? Remember the environmental vapor? Oh, you're going into people's. Anyway, no, think about perfume only and all these tips. And you spritzing your scent on alternative areas of the body as well will also make it last longer in these summer months, including spraying perfume on your elbows and your belly button. So, yeah, that's what you're going to be doing this summer. And is the back of your knee as well? Is anywhere you're not kind of brushing against? Or I just thought the back of the knee could be a bit sweaty this time of the year. No? No? OK. So that's waltz through the scent crowd. Yes. So you spritz it into the air. Allow the scent to settle on your hair instead of saturating it. So you go in, or you can perfume your hairbrush and then just brush it right through, because apparently it'll last longer in your hair because, well, your hair doesn't actually sweat, I believe. And then some of the big brands like Chanel are now offering their popular fragrances, such as number 5, as a hair mist. So they have a one that you spray directly onto your hair. OK, 51551 is the text number, by the way. As soon as you mention Bond themes, it just takes off a bit. Disagree. The Spy Who Loved Me is the very best Bond theme. OK, listen here now. Live and Let Die is decent, but Goldfinger is the definitive Bond theme. From the mesmerising trombone opening to Shirley Bassey's dynamic delivery, it's untouchable for me, says John. Yeah, well, she is the queen, the dame of Bond themes, Shirley Bassey. But I would be, hands down, it has to be Nobody Does It Better by Carly Simon. But I imagine most people would say Goldfinger by Shirley Bassey. You know, I have to be with you. Texter on the Nobody Does It Better. And we were talking earlier on about the Radiohead version, which may well be one of the best covers, according to Grace Upstairs, of all time, of anything, where Thommy York's beautiful straining voice. I'm a Radiohead square, so I'm on Nobody Does It Better. But Live and Let Die is like, it's so good that Paul McCartney himself finishes his shows with all the fireworks and everything. Not sure where Ryan, who's the Paul McCartney aficionado, where he stands on Live and Let Die, whether it's, you know, he's got an ever-evolving selection of favourite Macca moments, doesn't he? Now, moving swiftly from James Bond to phone boxes, which are popping up apparently coming in the coming days in Dublin City. You've actually seen them already, haven't you, Siobhan? Yeah, there's phone boxes already around the place in Dublin. Air has said they're putting up phone boxes. And going, what's going on here? 22 digital pedestal phone kiosks with touch-sensitive screens and advertising space. Oh, there might be a key as to why this is happening. Installed in Dublin City, the new kiosks will be suitable for wayfinding, and there's all this kind of stuff. They sent this report to Green Party councillor Janet Horner to explain the kiosks, because Councillor Janet is against it. She's been calling for a number of the existing phone boxes to be removed due to reuse or repair, and also for decluttering the streets and footpaths to make them more accessible for wheelchairs and so on. And she's saying, please stop cluttering up the streets. But they haven't said where they're going, but they will say that the old phone boxes will be removed to make way for them. So Air also claimed that the homeless use pay phones to access Dublin City Council's homeless services, and the Green Party councillor disagrees. But anyway, they are happening, and there's a picture of a mock-up of them. But, you know, phone boxes in this day and age, it's bizarre. They're not totally enclosed. They're kind of open. But it just sparks those memories of vandalism and of... ugh. So I don't know if they're going to be cleaned or what the story is, but watch out for them. And that could be another thing for us to complain about, you know, because we've got over the pandemic complaints. We can go at that instead. We've been talking about films all week, and the Bond movie, the current one, as we know, No Time to Die, is totally cursed. And because they had Donnie Boyle was in, the Trainspotting director, then he left, and then they had to bring in what's his name? The composer's name escapes me, who does everything, the German composer guy. He had to come in to fix the soundtrack, and then Phoebe Waller-Bridge had to come in to fix the script, and then the technology was so out of date because it took so long that they've had to replace all the technology. And Mission Impossible has gone the same way. Yeah, Hans Zimmer, that's the guy. And Mission Impossible has also cursed, because remember Tom Cruise was doing a really young, you guys need to self-isolate, be good, come on. And everyone said, you see, do you want it now for a bit of the old notions? Well, Mission Impossible 7 has been shut down again by the pandemic. Then he injured himself jumping across buildings in London. And now 14 members of the crew have tested positive for COVID-19. So Tom, he's not immune from COVID-19. Woo! Has now basically gone into isolation as well. It was previously announced it would be released on the 27th of May, 2022, Mission Impossible 7. But it's shut down now in Italy and no one knows when it's going to happen. And is it going to happen? And do we care? Is really the big question there. And I'm going to finish on this lovely positive note in our news roundup, because Grogan's Castle Lounge, the classic Grogan's pub, it's a pub, one of the great pubs with carpets in the city. No tellies, no distractions, just lovely pints. They have a picture of a truck. It's a stout, a truck loaded with stout arriving outside. And they say a picture 15 months in the making. Thanks everyone for all the well wishes on reopening. We can't wait to get you back eating crispy toasties and drinking lovely pints. And also O'Donoghue's on Merrion Row have stacks and stacks of kegs lined up for the great reopening, because they all have outdoor spaces and beer gardens. And it's all very, very positive. And we're all very, very happy. 51551 is the text number. Good morning.
I can't help it, not giving you
years and years starstruck there. It's a good old pop tune of a Friday, isn't it? Now, whatever about the Bond theme song on Her Majesty's Secret Service has the best soundtrack, just to add to the argument, says Graham in Kilkenny. And he loves a good argument down in Kilkenny. Sure, if it's not singing, it's Harlan down there. On the perfume stuff then, 51551 is the text number. Another bit of advice, spray perfume where you want to be kissed, says Wendy, the fragrance expert in Arnott's, who is leaving it all up to our imaginations there. Thank you, Wendy. I'd love a good old trip out to Arnott's now. On the subject of perfume scent, traditionally it was recommended that it's only worn after 6 p.m. It's very subjective, can cause an antagonistic reaction for those around you if you waft in wearing a scent that has different connotations for others. During the daytime and work, it's recommended that strong scents aren't worn, or if necessary, are worn very sparingly, says Maria Macklin, image consultant, who is a very good friend of this show. I've always wondered, just when you get the extreme smell of perfume, you wonder how much have they put on. And on the subject of the phone boxes, Oliver, they are not phone boxes. They are 9 foot high digital advertising boards positioned to face oncoming traffic with a 24/7 LED display with a phone on the back, says Sean, who's not loving the new initiative there from Air. Lots more. 51551, ryan@rte.ie. We'll be talking to Jane Seymour after this.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.
And we're back. That was, of course, Paul McCartney, Wings, Live and Let Die. By the way, janeseymour.com, details of our charity Open Heart Foundation is there. And lots of love for Jane on the text this morning, 51551. Also referencing phone boxes. Will Bob Geldof have to relaunch his phone wreckers, our idiots TV ad? Ask Kieran Cusack in Kildare. Yeah, that was an MTV inspired ad from 1985. It started a dark, grimy tunnel and there was a fella trying to use a crowbar to break open the phone box, and lots of youths are hanging around. And then he starts to look ashamed as Bob Geldof's head floats in with the corner and Bob Geldof just appears.
We don't need your stupid messing. We all want to use the phone. You'll smash the phone box on our doorstep. Everybody needs the phone. Hey, stupid, leave that phone alone.
Just leave it
phone
alone.
Phone numbers are idiots.
Don't cut yourself off. Stay in touch with Telecom.
Well, that's kind of Mark Cagney, I think, there at the end, wasn't it? Yes, it's Bob Geldof 1985 thing. People are, yes, I'm power walking up Summer Hill North in Cork City to Live and Let Die after that lovely interview, says Dee. I know we could talk all day with Jane about Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman and her Golden Globes and Roger Moore and everything, but all people are thinking about is Brian O'Driscoll at a barbecue right now and feeding everybody, and Amy going around, you know, it's doing the new bridge ad, you know, setting the table and making everybody delighted. But still, nobody does better. That's what we're referring earlier on. This is the best version.
Nobody does it half as good as you.
Wired your head.
Baby, you're the best.
You have to listen to the whole thing. You have to do the whole thing. I think you do Nicolas Cage an injustice with your assertion that poor quality in his movies is self-evident. I've watched numerous of his films over the past few years. Most are very watchable, some excellent. On the other hand, try watching movies from the past 15 years by Robert De Niro, Bruce Willis. Their movies have been appalling for years, says Patrick, who is unexpectedly very strong on the Nicolas Cage thing. I even like some of the mad Nicolas Cage films that he did. There was one that he was kind of been broken into and Nicole Kidman is in. It was a 3-star film, but it was very, very good as well. Go easy on strong perfumes. The wasps and the bees will go mad for your pollen, says it's either Al or A.L. I'm not sure. Dear Oliver, I hadn't heard they got Zimmer in for the new Bond. The soundtracks haven't been the same since they got rid of David Arnold, who was the natural successor to John Barry. Enjoy listening to you. Oh, thank you very much, says David there. And he was saying very nice things, which is that's no good to me at all. But excellent stuff. We better take another break, don't we? And just a few more texts before we let you go for into the weekend. Can you wish all the Sanctuary runners taking part in the virtual Cork City Marathon this weekend the very best of luck? 1,700 people taking part in 28 countries across the world. And a great team in Monaghan Town. Ha, in Monaghan. See, I snuck it in just before the end of Friday. In solidarity, friendship and respect with asylum seekers and refugees, says Graham Clifford, who's down there in Cork. And this person says, we need more public toilets or more phone boxes. We don't need both. As anyone who was around in the 70s can tell you, says Eugene. Yeah, well, that is one of the reasons why the public toilets were ripped out, because they were only destroyed and expensive and hard to maintain. But they're certainly going to test it out this weekend, a bank holiday weekend, especially in Dublin, to combat or to make up for the fenced off areas. So mind how you go. Enjoy the bank holidays. We used to stay safe over the pandemic. Stay safe in the pandemic. Stay safe on the water. Stay safe on the roads. Callan's Kicks is on 6:30 this evening, last in the series. Claire Byrne is next. Good morning. Chat to you again on Tuesday.
The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1.